This is Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. The dissident activist Ai Weiwei has become something of a superstar in America for his provocative artwork and outspoken critique of Chinese policy and for his imprisonment by the Chinese government. But being under house arrest in Beijing hasn't stopped Ai from making work internationally. He just opened a massive and unprecedented installation called At Large on the former prison island of Alcatraz.
Our show is about freedom, ironically, and the human struggle for freedom of speech, for a better world, for a more civilized world, has always been restricted, also punished, damaged through history.
The new installation is comprised of a series of works set up in different parts of the prison, from the old prison laundry to a cell block once used for solitary confinement. In these spaces, Ai calls attention to the faces and voices of those who've been or currently are political prisoners. KALW Sandhya Dirks visited the exhibit and brings us this story.
To get to Alcatraz, you must first board a boat that smoothly slips across the bay, offering up breathtaking views of the Golden Gate Bridge and the San Francisco skyline. The boat pulls into the dock, depositing visitors onto an island that is one of the most active ruins in the world. An abandoned guard tower stands at the entrance, with no one to watch the more than 1 million visitors that come each year to visit a prison. Outside a large industrial building that used to be the prison laundry stands Cheryl Haynes. She's the exhibit's curator. For the past 3 years, she's traveled back and forth from Beijing, helping bring Ai Weiwei's vision to life here.
These pieces just fly in these spaces. They're just, well, I'll let you see for yourself. I'm slightly biased, of course. Anyway, welcome to At Large, Ai Weiwei on Alcatraz.
Just inside the doors of the old laundry, we're greeted by the face of a giant paper dragon. Its multicolored body is made up of independent floating kites that snake through the cavernous space. On some of the kites are quotes from well-known dissidents, including one from Ai Weiwei himself. Every one of us is a potential convict. But the first words the visitor sees are from NSA leaker Edward Snowden. Privacy, his quote reads, is a function of liberty. In the next room, the floor is carpeted in a giant mosaic. 1.2 million Lego bricks joined together to form portraits of 176 political prisoners, from Martin Luther King Jr. to the Tibetan singer Lolo to American private Chelsea Manning, who leaked military documents to WikiLeaks. Alcatraz is federal land, which means, in essence, the government is sponsoring an exhibition that actively criticizes the U.S. It's not the first time Alcatraz has played host to political criticism, although that protest wasn't welcomed with open arms.
Why does it say welcome Indians at the front?
Well, that's a great question. So the question is, why did it say welcome Indians?
That's Howard Levitt with the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. He leads tours that introduce visitors to the lesser-known history of the island.
From 1969 to 1971, Alcatraz was occupied by a group of American Indians of multiple tribes, marked in many ways the beginning of the civil rights movement for Native Americans in this country.
There's a lot of hidden history here amongst the crumbling buildings and peeling paint.
Everyone knows that Alcatraz was a place of incarceration. What many people don't know is that throughout its history, there were political prisoners that were detained here, as well as criminals.
That's Greg Moore. He's the president of the Golden Gate National Park Conservancy. He brings up the case of 19 Hopi men who in the late 1800s were jailed on the Rock for refusing to send their children away to government-run schools. Moore says Alcatraz is the perfect place for Ai Weiwei's art, art that asks difficult questions.
What does it mean to be a threat to society? What is a political prisoner? Whose freedom of expression do we constrain and why?
In a psychiatric observation room in the prison's old hospital ward, Ai Weiwei has piped in Hopi Indian songs that echo off the walls of the 5x5 foot chamber. I also employ sound inside the main prison building to bring cold, closed cells back to life. Again, curator Cheryl Haynes.
Alcatraz, at one period in its history, was a silent prison, and prisoners were not allowed to speak to one another.
Each of the individual cells in this block contains a single stainless steel stool, welcoming visitors to come, sit, and listen. The voices of political prisoners, some well-known, others less so, echo from small embedded speakers in the cells. In one, Martin Luther King's Vietnam speech.
We still have a choice today, nonviolent coexistence, or violent co-annihilation.
In another, Iranian poet Ahmed Shamlu. Further along, the Robben Island singers, who were jailed in a place known as the Alcatraz of South Africa, which housed anti-apartheid activists, including Nelson Mandela. And in the last cell, the political punk group Pussy Riot from Russia. Standing in the corridor, the voices mix together in the concrete and steel space. Haynes says these sounds, playing independently and in concert, are meant to lift the silence of incarceration. After all, she says imprisonment is an act of silencing, of cutting people off. It was like that for Ai Weiwei when he was incarcerated by Chinese authorities in 2011.
He felt like he was forgotten. Because there was no communication with the outside world. He didn't hear from his friends or his family or colleagues, and there was a sense of isolation attached to that.
And it's that feeling of isolation that leads to the show's final piece.
Right here, the card racks, that's the last part of the exhibit.
In the main hall, large racks are stacked with piles of postcards. Each is addressed to someone incarcerated somewhere in the world, currently jailed by their government, and recognized by Amnesty International as a political prisoner. Visitors are encouraged to write a message on a card and then drop them in the old mail bins. As the final act of this artwork, they will all be sent out. An attempt to communicate across distance, just as Ai Weiwei has done by bringing his art to Alcatraz, a message to not forget the missing. On Alcatraz Island, I'm Sandhya Dirks for Cross Currents.
The exhibit At Large, Ai Weiwei on Alcatraz, will be on display through April of 2015. To learn more and to see pictures of his artwork, go to kalw.org and click on Cross Currents. Thank you.